Yesterday we looked at the unsettled mind and how to settle it. So we understood that the mind naturally moves around. The important thing is to accept that this is how it is and there's nothing wrong. It's not bad, it's not problematic. It's just that the mind moves. Settling the mind is the process of creating the conditions where the mind can come into the moment and remain present. Now, when we start, that's not easy to understand because thoughts will continue to arise. And normally we associate thoughts with thinking. So thoughts will continue to arise, and due to habit, we get caught up with them and go into thinking. However, when we learn to settle the mind, we understand the appearance of thought is not the problem. So it's not problematic if thoughts come. The problem is when we get caught up with the thought and start thinking. So now we understand there is a difference between thought and thinking. Yes? What is that difference? You said yes, Pat.
Yes, thought appears, that's not the problem, it's the engagement with the thought.
Excellent. So, now we understand that thinking only happens when we do something. And that is, as Pat so expertly pointed out, when we engage the thought. Now, mostly, in fact, almost invariably, we engage the thought before we realize it's happened. So we now understand there are two things that happen before we realize it. One is thoughts appear. Thoughts are always going to appear by themselves. Number two, there is a natural tendency in the mind to engage the thought. There is a natural tendency in the mind to engage the thought. And that springs into action before we realize it. So, if we go back to our example of sitting in the airport waiting for the plane to go, thoughts are all the people walking in. They come in by themselves. The tendency to engage is a feeling in you that you have to get up and talk to everybody who comes. So, as soon as a person walks through the door, you jump up and go and talk to them. That's how our minds are engaging the thoughts. And of course, if there are lots of people, you're going to be very busy talking to lots of people. And you may have noticed your mind is busy. Have you noticed that? Your mind is busy. This is why. Because this natural tendency to engage thought clicks into action all the time. Now, when we identify these two facts, we're not identifying something wrong. We are just identifying how the human mind works. And in the beginning of our training, we believe it has to be like this. We believe that as soon as there's a thought, we have to engage it. We have to become involved. It's like as soon as there's a person, I have to go and talk to them. And the result is all the thinking we're experiencing all the time. Sometimes you engage with the person and you have a pleasant conversation. Other times they turn out to be very boring. Other times you have an argument. Other times you have a fight. And that's what's going on in our minds all the time. That endless process of engaging thoughts and then all the drama that comes from that. And this is why, as human beings, our minds are not peaceful. They could be, but they're not, because we are always doing this activity of engaging thought. So the very beginning of our training deals with this situation, learning not to engage the thought in any way. How many different ways could we engage thought?
Try to push them away.
Number one, try to push them away. Number two, involve them. In the books they use various terms. One is grasping, and one, as Willem says, is following. Following, getting involved. But basically, it all starts with that first moment of engaging, doesn't it? Getting caught up. So that's two. One is trying to push them away. Two is getting caught up. What's the third? Trying to ignore them. Strangely enough, trying to ignore, also means engaging. Can you understand that?
Replace them with something else.
That would just be more thinking, wouldn't it?
No, with breathing, with something else which is destructive.
As soon as you say replace them with something else, it implies you had to do something to the thought. I can see your line of reasoning, and you're basically correct, but I think we have to be very careful how we understand it, don't we? So, our three main modes of getting involved with thought are engaging, trying to push them away or suppress them, trying to ignore them. Are you quite clear about those three? Are you quite clear about that third one, ignoring? Anyone not clear on that? Good. They're very close. But let's go back to our room, our airport. Engaging is when you go up to the person and talk to them, someone. Pushing them away is when they come and look at you and you physically say, go away, and you push them. Number three, ignoring them, is when they come and try and talk to you and you either look blankly at them or turn your back. Now, imagine an interactive situation in life. Have you ever had the experience where you've tried to talk to somebody and they've ignored you? Yeah? What kind of feeling do you get? You feel rejected, huh? And interestingly enough, this is precisely what happens in our own minds. Ignoring thought is a very active process. And if you look at psychology dealing with aggression, for example, there are two principal forms of aggression. There's hot aggression and cold aggression. Hot aggression is when somebody does something you don't like and you shout and you have a good old fight. That's quite a nice form of aggression. Passive aggression is the most powerful, where there's this cold wall that comes up and the person just feels rejected and crushed. Passive aggression. And we do this to ourselves. Trying to get rid of thoughts, is hot aggression. Ignoring them is passive aggression.